Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Facing Fate, Season 2, Shadows, Episode 9, Save Some Worlds. The air is still as Mahira enters her childhood home. She sees Otis's men filling her living room with her family tied to chairs in the center. She moves silently behind Mina and attempts to untie her ropes.
What?
Oh, Mina, what are you doing?
Hey, who tied her rope?
No.
No, please, no.
Leave her alone. She's not going to hurt anybody.
Hey, what? What is this here? We got ghosties in here, boss.
Mina, it's Mahira.
Auntie?
I know it's really scary right now.
What are you saying?
But you have to trust me. Run outside as fast as you can. There's going to be a nice man out there. He's going to be wearing a suit. He's my friend, and he'll help you. You have to run outside now, okay? Run outside now. I love you. Run outside.
I love you, Auntie.
Hey, somebody stop her. Get her.
Run, Mina. Run.
Go. Get the door.
Are you Mina?
Yeah?
Get behind me.
Why? Who are you?
I'm a friend of Mahira's.
Bring her back here. Stop, you little kid! Hey, who are you?
Reynolds, get her out of here.
What's happening?
Just keep your head down, it's okay. We'll get you out of here.
Is that my friend from the dock the other night?
Let them go, Otis. They didn't do anything.
Oh. Oh, but what are they to you? You should be moving on.
How can I move on? I clearly have unfinished business. You killed me. Mm. Now you're threatening my family?
You're the sister.
Can't Raja just... What will it take for you to let them go?
Well... Raja owes me a great debt.
Yeah, Raja owes me a great debt, too. He got me killed.
So we have something in common. Raja owes us both big time. Let's join forces, shall we?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't really like to team up with people who tie children to chairs and kidnap my parents. I walk towards one of them, turn around, and like go into his body. But in his body, I turn around and say in his voice, You know what, Otis?
I don't really like tying up kids.
Joe, you've never had a problem with this before. Why now?
Yeah, well, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not going to be a part of this. I don't think these folks have done anything. I think we should let them go and just deal with Raja when he gets here.
Derek, Jess, put some sense into Joe. Two of the other vampires begin to move towards you as you begin to move towards the ropes.
Okay, I'm going to try and shoot them.
The scene plays out. Mihira, as Joe, reaches for his gun. You fire a shot off. It goes above Derek's head, which startles him. And he steps backwards, reaching for his gun, firing one off into the ceiling. As the other vampire, Jess, reaches out and grapples you, and you pull your gun around trying to shoot him, but have spun in the frenzy, release a shot into the knee of your father. Right on time. This is going to be fun. I was going to wait for him to show up, but thanks to you, you've already taken care of part of the problem for me.
Belinda! Belinda, are you here?
I thought you'd be here sooner. Come in, come in.
Belinda, this is...
Good to meet you, Mina.
Oh, right, of course, you already...
Yes.
Yeah. All right, a bit of a situation. You probably already know. What do I do?
What do you mean, what do you do?
What do I do? Do I go back and help Mihira? Do I use this orb for something? What do I do?
You need to go back and help Mihira.
Okay.
Take the orb with you.
Is there... Does it have a function? Am I able to... use it as a weapon or a shield or anything that'll help?
It will both unite and stop everything that's coming.
Okay. Yeah, when you put it that way, I don't know what you mean, but I gotta go.
The child will be safe here.
All right, Mina, I'll come back for you. Just, I gotta go.
Who are you?
I'm Belinda, child. Come in. Let's have some tea. It's fine. I have a place for you to have a little nap as well. Your grandparents will be back in no time.
Otis, did you hurt them?
I did not hurt anyone. Come in, Raja. You don't have the orb, I see. At least not on you.
No, I couldn't get it. I tried, and she had a gun. What was I supposed to do?
A gun like this one, and he pulls out a long-barreled handgun.
I mean, it looked like it had a little more firepower, but sure, same idea.
Well, this one does the job. Raja and Mihira, you see Otis raise his gun towards your parents. Raja, you leap towards Otis to try and disrupt this, but are caught quickly and wrestled to the ground by the two other thugs.
Get off me! Let me go!
Mihira, you stand up and appear in front of Otis, and a gunshot goes off. The gunshot rings out throughout the house, and Mihira, you are struck by the bullet in your right shoulder. And we see you standing there, and Otis sees you and kind of cocks his head. That's what you look like. And we see the wound, and it's gaping and black, and there's like swirling energy around it.
I don't care if you shoot me. I don't care if you kill me. I'm already dead. Let my parents go.
You look over your shoulder to your parents. and they're looking at you in disbelief. Mahira, is that you?
It is me. It's sort of me. I don't know. I guess I'm a ghost.
Oh, my baby.
Oh, isn't that sweet? A family reunion. Boys, it's time to end this party. One of the ones that was holding down Joe and the last thug in the living room go to reach for their guns when you hear a surge of energy. The front window explodes, and this green light electrifies the room. And stepping out from the energy is Dying.
And what is going on here?
Dying. It's been a long time.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
And what is going on here?
It's quite the entrance, my friend.
I've been working on it.
Dying.
Otis.
It's been a long time. I thought the arrangement was that we would assist you and not have your people come to Earth and start killing our people.
Yes.
That was the arrangement.
Yes. And it's still on. So whatever petty grievance you have going on right now is going to have to wait.
I'm trying to shut this rift that you have just torn open in this fine family's living room.
Oh, Lord. I feel like your whatever's happening here was a very misguided attempt to continue what we had agreed upon. Long story short, got my memories wiped. Was useless for a few years. My bad.
A few years, it's been decades. Generations.
Holy shit.
Have passed.
Okay.
Dayun, since our arrangement.
Well, you don't look a day older, let me say.
Thank you. You're looking swimming yourself. This isn't the point.
Listen, it's not too late. Wild Twist is on the rampage, sending fleets of Fae down. We need to continue working together. And listen, I don't want to tell you how to run your house, but I think terrorizing innocent families, probably not the way to do it. We have the orb. These people are working with me.
You've got the orb, do you? Where?
I touched it to my face. Is it still in the car?
I mean, I don't want him to know. He killed
me.
Yeah,
that's... I know.
He's trying to...
Listen, sometimes when wars are happening, you have to make less than ideal alliances. And it is either eat or be eaten in this situation concerning the entire world. I'm sorry you died, Mihira, but many more will. We need to fight together in order to defeat and push back the Fae. There are horrible things happening. Demons are coming for the Fae world. And instead of choosing my route and fighting back with the help of creatures from your planet, they have just decided to occupy yours. So the Fae are coming, and the humans will not survive. And neither will the vampires.
Mihira, are you all right in there?
I don't even know. I don't even know what to say. Dayun's here. She knows Otis. They're working together. But maybe not in an evil way. I don't even... Also, I got shot. Is Mina okay?
Yeah, Mina's okay. I have her with a friend. Dayun? What's up? What's going on?
Saving worlds, man. Question for you.
Yeah.
Where's the orb?
I don't know if you should tell.
Oh.
Thank you for the vote of confidence, Mihira. But apparently I've been fighting this war for centuries. Or at least trying to prevent it. But it's all coming to a head now. Reynolds, can I have the orb?
And I kind of throw a glance over at Mihira like... Ugh. I don't know how to work it anyway. So here you go.
I pick it up and like pause for a minute and nod to myself. And then I stretch and like I outstretch my hand at the rift that I created. And like it's been zipped up from the bottom, it's gone.
A bright light flashes out in the night sky in the direction of downtown.
This feels really familiar, guys. Remember that vision I told y'all about?
So familiar, like the world's about to end.
Well, I mean, something's gonna change, that's for sure.
It doesn't have to end. And I look to Otis. Are we done here?
Is the deal back on? We close the gates and all's good?
Yes, I will send every Fae back.
All right.
To Fae Town.
Where are we going?
What? When I, like, linked up to that thing, I saw a train station downtown. So I think we need to go there.
You can explain where we're going on the ride. Everybody get in the cars.
I'm going to start untying my parents. If there is... no opposition from anybody. I'm going to untie them and hug them and say, I love you. I've been with you. I didn't want to leave you. Raja, get them to the hospital, okay? And make sure you take care of Mina. I guess I'm going to go try and, save the world.
We love you. Miss you. Be safe. As safe as you can be.
I put a business card for Madame Maisel's on, like, the door side table as I leave, with, like, a glance back to the parents.
They nod to you. We see Reynolds' car, followed by four black Cadillacs, quickly moving through the streets of Toronto.
Okay, Dayun, I gotta ask. I saw it when I was linked up to the orb. Okay, first off, didn't think she was real. Secondly, you know the lady in red?
Oh, yes. We go way back.
Wait. We're going to an abandoned subway station to see the lady in red. What is this, like? We're just exploring urban legends now? That isn't real.
The ghost is skeptical.
Well, as someone...
Hot calling the kettle black much, I think, Mihira.
Well, I can see ghosts and communicate with them. I've never seen her. I've been there a few times. You know, check it out. People talk about it. You want to go see it. But I didn't know that, like, this is a real thing.
She's shy. And she is awesomely powerful. She is exactly the person we need to wield this orb and to shut these rifts.
What is she gonna... She's just gonna shut it all down?
She will shut the rifts to Earth. I don't know how far her power will extend, but anything caught on one of the other sides of the rift that don't individually have the power to create their own will be stuck on the other side.
There's screaming, people running, and explosions, fires lit in buildings, and we flash to the face of a hideous creature, long gnarled teeth, beady red eyes, skin stretched over top of it, boils everywhere across its body as it leaps out of a building and down onto a bystander and lets out a bellowing roar as more pour out. An armored fae come pouring out behind them, fighting them. We flash to the entrance to the subway system. Mahira, Dayun, Reynolds, and Otis are followed by Otis's crew as they head down the stairwell towards the locked entrance to the abandoned subway station at Bay in Yorkville. Otis looks to Joe and gives him a nod towards the door. Joe kicks the door in, and it explodes down into a dark stairwell. Sounds of cries and battle happening up in the streets above. The group heads down the steps and eventually reaches the platform. The only light in the whole room coming from the Jade Orb. You stand there for a moment in complete silence.
It's time.
Dayun steps forward and holds the orb outstretched. And it flashes, fades and wanes and gets brighter. Lights along the side of the platform flicker to life, and you see the columns lining the long platform ahead of you. And in the center of it, you see floating 3 feet above is a red-cloaked woman, face hidden in shadow.
It's been a long time.
She doesn't say anything, but you see her nod and reach out towards you and slowly begin floating in your direction.
I lift the orb outstretched in my hand. Are you ready to help us save some worlds?
She nods again, softly. And by now, she's in front of you, reaching out for the orb, as she did many generations ago when you came seeking protection for it.
I place it gently in her hand.
Dayun hands the orb over to the lady in red. Reynolds, that energy you felt that was trapped within, you now feel it wash over you, as does everyone else, like an electrical storm ringing throughout the air. We see all the rifts that have been opened immediately pull shut. Battle still happening in front of them. The demons are quickly overrun by vampires and werewolves coming out of hiding, fighting together. Fey warriors who now appear trapped, bonding with their once enemies to save Earth. back down in the train station, Dayun is standing before Mahira and Reynolds and Otis. She looks to the lady in red, who waves her hand, and almost like a tear in reality itself, opens up a clean, clear rift. And beyond it, you see forest. But it doesn't look entirely natural. Dayun turns back to you.
Your world's gonna look a little different now. The Fae that are on this side aren't coming back. They made their choice, and they chose the wrong side. Hopefully, they will learn to function here as I did and meet some helpful humans, dead or alive, as I have, to help them. I think it's time for me to go and clean up a pretty big mess that's been left in the Fae.
Dayun turns and walks towards the forest that you see.
As I go to walk through, I turn to her and I say, keep it safe.
Lady in red softly nods. And Dayun turns and walks back into the Fae. And the lady in red waves her hand, stitching up the fabric of reality. The scene fades, and we see Dayun back in the Fae, leading the resistance, walking Fero Wild Twist out on trial, pulling together both resistance and armies to fight back the demons that have pushed through the rifts in their own world. It's many months later. We move through the streets of Toronto and come upon a shop. Workers are putting in a new sign above this shop, and we see inside Reynolds and Belinda seated around a table looking into their respective crystal balls.
These things really work, hey? I always just kind of figured they were a bit of a larf.
You have so much to learn still. We pull back out and see the sign above as the workers finish. It says, Maisels and Associate. We cut to Mahira's parents' house. Everyone has gathered in the backyard. We see happy birthday banners, and Mina is seated at a table as everyone is singing happy birthday to her. Mahira is there. The event rolls on, and it's just Mahira, her parents, Raja, and Mina.
This has been so incredible. I can't believe you're 8 now.
Well, yeah, it's cool.
I think it's probably time. I feel myself sort of disappearing bit by bit every day as we're all okay and you're healed and you guys are happy and you're safe and the world didn't end, and I don't think I can stay much longer.
Auntie, can I tell you what I wished for when I blew out my candles?
Well, if you do, it won't come true.
I think it will. And I go to grab your hand to pull you closer. And I wish that you go to a really happy place.
Well, I hope that's where I go too. I love you so much. I love you all. I'm so happy you're safe and that the world is safe and that I guess it's okay for me to leave you. But whatever comes after this, I'll be waiting for you when you get there.
Everyone is in tears and goes in for a final hug. The scene fades to white. We hear the birds chirping, the breeze blowing. It is such a beautiful day. Facing Fate, Season 2, Shadows, Episode 9, Save Some Worlds, with your Game Master Russ Moore and players Amy Moore, Carla Maxted, and Tom Laird. Production and sound design by Russ Moore. Theme music by Eli McElveen. All other music and sound effects can be found at epidemicsound.com and boomlibrary.com. Game played is Urban Shadows by Magpie Games. Find out more at magpiegames.com. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Christian Brown, Derelith, Devin Michaels, Gabriel Lynch, Jacob Madden, Jessica Babiak, Cat Waterflame, Mark Hartless, and Stevie. Join today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast to receive early access and over 50 hours of bonus content from the Dumb Dragons Productions crew. Thank you, and we'll be talking to you soon.
It's a weird thing to say to an 8-year-old on her birthday. We'll see each other again.
Someday.
Someday.
A Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sure I can't get you a drink?
They'd had a moment, hadn't they? That afternoon when Garrett had smiled just like this, warm-eyed and amused in a way that made Tony want another cigarette, but also want to step forward and...
Hey, Kate, what are you writing? Ah!
New text post on Thursday, May 21st.
Title: Why You Should Be Watching Selkirk.
So, Selkirk fandom, who wants to read my 5,000-word essay, Garrett Last Name, Secret Werewolf?
I'm Kate, by the way.
They kiss?
I think I lucked out when I found Selkirk. Because if I'd loved something else, I would have made friends, and I would have been able to read a ton of great stories.
But this way, I met you.
Me and Dayu, a new story about love and fandom from the Procyon Podcast Network.